Welcome to UP the Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, podcasting from the Acoustic Garage in Negaunee Township. Today I'm talking with bassist Dominic John Davis. He played on Jeff Daniels' new album, Keep It Right Here, and he's also in the band Steppin' In It, who've played shows in the UP for years. Today I'm talking with Dominic about his recent tour with Jack White and Wanda Jackson. Dominic, tell me about your connection with Jack White.
Yeah, we grew up in the same neighborhood in Detroit. So, known him 25 or 26 years.
He gave you a call, and you headed down to Nashville to help out with his latest project?
Yeah. That happens sort of often, where I'm going down there and playing on records. You know, he started a record label down there.
He's got the Third Man record?
Yeah, and they release a lot of 7-inches. So I get the pleasure to play on some records. And he made a 45 with Wanda and asked me to play on the album. I think I'm only on 4 songs on the record. Something like that.
Okay, yep. Jack Lawrence plays some bass on there, too?
Yep, he did, too. He was on tour with the Greenhorns for the tour, so he couldn't do the actual tour. So, yeah, I worked on the album, I guess, like 13 months ago or so, and then the last few months, like November, December, and January, about it going down there, we shot the video stuff, and then we did the tour.
Yeah, so you're shown in a video, the official video for Thunder on the Mountain?
Yep.
And then you also played some gigs at on Letterman and Conan.
Yep, and we did the Grand Ole Opry, too, and a few other things.
Tell me about the Conan
appearance. Oh, that was a lot of fun. Conan and Jack are old friends. He did a tour, and he went to... Jack has a record store that's also a venue, and he did a show there. So, and he released a 45, a comedy 45, where I guess sort of an interview 45 that he did with Conan. It was a lot of fun. I mean, playing with Wanda, there was this really cool, old-school, like, Top of the Pops kind of feel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many people have discovered her through YouTube and all her old video clips that it kind of felt like that's what we were doing still. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the uniforms and we were all wearing the same suits. And
matching shoes.
Yeah, it was great. Yep. It was a lot of fun. So the tune we did on Conan is actually one of her songs from the 60s.
At that event, did you guys get special treatment from Conan with the... Jack, so, being friends with him, did he sit in and jam with you a little bit afterwards? Or?
He does jam with his band. That was like one of the most interesting things to see. He sits at his desk and plays with the band before the crowd is there while they're like rehearsing and stuff.
Oh, really?
Which is cool. I think they're just such nice people. They treat everybody really well. You know, it seemed like we were getting special treatment, but I bet that's the way it is for everybody there. They really made us feel welcome. And he's a big rock and roll fan, a fan of old rock and roll, rockabilly.
Okay, yeah.
So he was just overjoyed that Wanda was there.
Nice. And it seemed like on David Letterman that Dave was really impressed with Wanda also.
Yeah, that was interesting. Like, you know, you never know how it's going to go over or what. And I guess that hasn't happened very often. It was like the third encore ever on the show.
And how was it for you to be up there playing? I mean, is that out of the ordinary?
Musically or...
Yeah, just the experience, I guess, of playing on one of those shows.
It was great. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I've known Jack for a really long time, so it just feels great to play with him anyway. And I'm not really one of the people that gets nervous, so it just felt great. I mean, really, I felt like we, as a band, we really were getting behind Wanda, really. Like, it was all about her the whole time. So if she wants to stop a song, or if she wants to slow a song down, or she could do anything she wants, we're going to be there for her. If she wants to tell a story while we're vamping on a song, at the intro, whatever, it's her show. And she's amazing, you know? So really, I felt like I was just there for her, you know?
And you're ready to roll with it, whatever happens.
It's great, yeah. It's like the old school mentality. Like, the band is working for the singer, opposed to the singer being in the band and working for the band.
Are there any more shows that you'll be playing with Wanda?
You know, not that I know of. I know that she's got a couple big festival dates this summer, but I think that she normally travels with a band, so there's a little bit of that, you know, she's got to take care of her people, too, you know.
So some future dates that I might see on her website are probably...
There's tons of future dates she's playing, but it probably won't be with us. She's been playing ever since the tour ended. The week after the tour ended with us, she continued to play. So I think that might be it.
I'd like to thank Dominic John Davis for being a guest on UP the Podcast, and make sure you check out Steppin' In It's Facebook page and the UP Music Scene Facebook page so you don't miss Steppin' In It when they're playing in the UP. That was UP the Podcast. Thanks for listening.